Bonjour et bienvenue à tous. I'm your host, Mathilde, and you are listening to Effortless French Pronunciation. This is a special pronunciation series from the French Made Easy podcast and specifically designed for French beginners wanting to perfect their pronunciation. Hello everyone, bonjour à tous. Today is a bit of a special day. The French Made Easy podcast is turning 4. Woohoo! I created my first episode, which was how to pronounce the French alphabet on the 9th of March 2020. So yes, it has been 4 years and that went pretty fast. And as always, thank you so much for all the support you gave the podcast over the years. But anyways, I thought that would be great timing to do a quick pronunciation lesson on how to say and how to pronounce happy birthday in French. So first, I'm going to teach you how to say it and then we'll deconstruct the pronunciation of that expression. And I'll talk to you about something in French pronunciation called the liaison. All right, so let's get right into it. To say happy birthday in French, we say joyeux anniversaire. Happy birthday. Joyeux anniversaire. Joyeux anniversaire. So that's the first expression. You can also say bon anniversaire, which means the exact same thing. So you've got joyeux anniversaire and bon anniversaire. But today I want to focus especially on the first expression, joyeux anniversaire. Now, I know that I'm going to receive some questions about the z sound, joyeux anniversaire, because I often do get questions about the liaison, and I know some of you are going to wonder where this z sound is coming from, since there is no z or z, depending on how you pronounce it, in this expression, right? And that is because of the infamous liaison. There is what's called a liaison between the words joyeux and anniversaire. And that liaison brings the z sound between the two words. So I'm not going to go into a deep explanation on what the liaison is in French. But if you are in my French pronunciation Made Easy course, you already know about it. And if you are not in the course, then what are you waiting for? Come and join us inside. But yes, there is a liaison between the word joyeux, because the word joyeux ends with the letter X, and the word anniversaire, because the word anniversaire starts with a vowel, the vowel A. So you've got to add the liaison. You've got to add an extra sound. And that extra sound, the Z that you hear, that we need to add between the two words, is what's called the liaison. So maybe you can try to visualize like a bridge, sort of a bridge between the two words. And that bridge is the liaison. So it's not written, it's only spoken, but it's linking those two words together as if they were pronounced as one word rather than two separate words. And also, there are different kind of liaison in French, but for this particular one, for these two particular words that we have here, for joyeux and for anniversaire, they are linked together with a Z sound, so a liaison in Z, Z. And that's the same sound as the Z or Z from zebra or zero, right? Joyeux anniversaire. All right, now that we have the liaison out of the way, let's deconstruct the whole expression together. So let's start with the word joyeux first. Joyeux. Joyeux. For English speakers, seeing the letters J-O-Y together, there is a tendency to want to pronounce this letter combination as joy. Right? Fair enough. But in that word, the letters J-O-Y together are pronounced joie, joie, with wa, wa. like W-A, literally, wa, wa, joie. Then we have the letters Y-E-U. And that combination of letters inside this word, right, is pronounced ye, ye. Repeat after me, ye, ye. And finally, important, we have the letter X. And this letter in that word is silent, so you do not pronounce it. The final X is silent. So far, we have joyeux, joyeux. Now, let's deconstruct the word anniversaire on its own, and then we'll link the two words together with the liaison. All right, so anniversaire. Repeat after me. Anniversaire. Anniversaire. All right, so we start with the letter A. Simple enough, pronounced A. A. Then we have the letters N, N, I. So the double N is pronounced like a normal N, and the letter I is pronounced in this word E. So far we have A, ni. A, ni. Then we have the letters V, E, R. So there's many ways to pronounce or not pronounce the letter I in French, but in that particular combination of letter inside this word, it is pronounced E. Repeat after me. E. E. So that gives us ver. Ver. So up to here, we have A, ni, ver. A, ni, ver. And to finish, we have the letters S, A, I, R, E. So the letter S, different ways to pronounce it in French, but in that particular case, it is pronounced S, S. Same as the S from snake, S. And the letters A, I are pronounced also A. A. Then we have our R, and then we have our final E, and the final E here is silent. You do not pronounce it. So we have ser, ser. All right, so that gives us a ni ver ser, anniversaire. All right, so now we have learned to pronounce joyeux, and we have learned to pronounce anniversaire. Joyeux and anniversaire. Now, let's add our liaison, right? As I said, joyeux ends with the letter X, even if it's silent, right? It doesn't matter as long as it is written. And the next word, anniversaire, starts with the vowel A. Therefore, we have a liaison with a Z sound, and we are going to add this extra sound in between the two words to link them together only when we speak, right? Not in writing. You only add that extra sound, the Z sound, when you speak, not in writing. So that gives us, and we're going to do it very slowly first, joyeux, Z, anniversaire. Joyeux, z, anniversaire. A little bit faster. Joyeux, anniversaire. Joyeux, anniversaire. You can hear that the two words are now linked as if they were one word. Joyeux, anniversaire. Now, faster, normal speed. Joyeux, anniversaire. Joyeux, anniversaire. Did you get that right? Joyeux anniversaire. And there you go, you now know how to pronounce joyeux anniversaire, happy birthday in French. So that's it for today's episode. You can obviously re-listen to it to practice if you need. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I hope you found it helpful. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt.